我们同心祷告。
Let us pray in one accord.
主，感谢你。
Lord, we thank thee.
晚上我们又次来到你面前。
This evening we come into thy presence once again.
每次到你面前的时候，我们里面实在有说不出的喜乐。
And each time we come into thy presence, we are filled with unspeakable joy.
因为每次到你面前来的时候，你都把你的话向我们打开。
Because each time we come into thy presence, thou reveal thy word to us.
你是说话的神。
And you are God who speaks.
你的话语一解开，就发出亮光。
And when thy words are open, it will give forth light.
叫愚昧的人通达。
So that it will give wisdom to the fool.
叫瞎眼的人看得见。
So it will give vision to those who are blind.
主，我们都是愚昧的人。
Lord, we are those who are foolish.
我们也都是瞎眼的人。
And we are those who are blind.
那感谢你。
But we thank thee, Lord.
你怜悯我。
Because thou art merciful,
让我们有这样的一个恩典，
that you allow us this grace,
可以在你面前从灰暗进到明亮，
so that we can enter from darkness into light.
主啊，我们实在要向你低头敬拜。
Lord, indeed, we have to bow our head and worship thee.
你叫我们里头明亮的时候，
and when you illuminate us within,
你就让我们看见你做工的时候，
you allow for us to see thy working hand,
也看见你做工的旨意，
and to see thy will in thy work.
主啊，这是何等荣耀的一个事实。
Lord, how glorious this is.
我们这些人竟然被你吸引到一个地步，进入你那永远的旨意。
That we will be captivated to such a point that we are taken into thy will.
我们敬拜赞美你。
We worship.
晚上我们看你过去在以色列人身上所做的工。
This evening, as we look into the work that you have done in the past upon the
Israelites. 我们求主让我们也看见那样的工，你今天也做在我们的身上。
Lord, may you show us that today you do like work upon us.
因此我们就仰望主，叫我们看见以色列人的愚昧，就救我们脱离那样的愚昧。
So Lord, as you show us the foolishness of the Israelites, that you would deliver us from such foolishness.
看见他们怎样的跟上，你也给我们一个渴慕的心来跟上你的自己。
And when you show us how they were able to follow on, you give us the same desire to follow upon yourself.
我们感谢你。
We thank thee.
因为你总是带领我们行走活人的路的主。
Because you are the Lord who leads us into the land of the living.
但愿我们的路在你面前越走越明亮。
As may our path, as we follow after you, be brighter and brighter.
越走越带出你自己的荣耀。
And the more we follow, it will bring forth thy glory.
主，我们仰望你。
Lord, we look to thee.
听我们的祷告。
Listen to our prayer.
奉主的名。
In the Lord's name.
Amen.我们感谢神，我们继续在哈该书里面看神手中的工作。
We thank the Lord that we can continue to see the work of God's hand in the book of Haggai.
当神借着哈该向犹大的百姓再次说话的时候。
Now when God once again spoke to the people through the prophet Haggai.
神百姓的心里面就苏醒过来。
The hearts of the people were able to be awakened.
当然他们那个时候的苏醒不是完全的苏醒，或者说是很高的苏醒。
Of course, their awakening at that time was not a complete awakening or a very high one.
但是总是苏醒过来。
Nevertheless, they were awakened.
他们就照着神的心意来恢复他们建殿的工程。
Now, according to God's will and heart, they continue to restore the building work of the temple.
我想弟兄姊妹，你注意当时哈该向他们说的那些话里面很严肃的一件事是什么。
Now brothers and sisters, consider what is the one very serious matter in the words of God when the Haggai spoke to them.
弟兄姊妹，你注意第十二节。
Brothers and sisters, take note of verse 12.
十二节那里怎么说呢？
What did the verse 12 say?
我们从当中那里说起就好。
We'll begin in the middle.
好像不行，还是这个不能断。从十二节开始吧。
We can't just start in the middle, we'll begin with verse 12.
那时撒拉铁的儿子所罗巴伯和约瑟达的儿子大祭司约书亚并剩下的百姓都听从耶和华他们神的话和先知哈该奉耶和华他们神差来所说的话，百姓也在耶和华面前存敬畏的心。
Then Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, and Joshua, the son of Jehozadak, the high priest, with all the remnant of the people, obeyed the voice of the Lord their God and the words of Haggai the prophet, as the Lord their God had sent him, and the people did fear before the Lord.
注意了,
take note.
耶和华的使者哈该奉耶和华差遣对百姓说：“耶和华说，我与你们同在。”
Then spoke Haggai, the Lord's messenger, in the Lord's message unto the people, saying, I am with you.
弟兄姊妹，你留意。
Brothers and sisters, take note.
这里说的话是好像是非常简单。
Here the words seem very simple.
也好像是太平常了。
It seems very common.
但是你留意当时先知这样说的时候,
but if you take note as it is recorded and spoken by the prophet here,
那个话的实际的意思是什么呢?
What is the reality of those words?
哈该对他们说,
Haggai says to them,
耶和华说,
Haggai says to them, the Lord said,
我与你们同在,
I am with you.
那当时哈该 先是说了这么一句话,
now when the prophet Haggai spoke these words,
老实说这句话对我们今天的人来说好像听得太多了。
In fact, these words to us today seems like we have heard them quite often and spoken too much.
好像没有什么意义，成了基督徒的口头禅。
It seems like there's no special meaning, it's just become a slogan for the Christians.
我们盼望主救我们脱离这种口头禅。
May the Lord deliver us from such common sayings.
我们留意当时犹大的百姓听到神说这样的一句话。
Now let us consider when the people of Israel heard these words from God during that time.
他们的反应是什么呢?
What is their response?
上面就说,
previously it says,
他们在耶和华面前就存一个敬畏的心。
And the people did fear before the Lord.
底下就说,
later it says,
他们就在神的面前接受了神的话语的激动。
They were stirred in the spirit by the word of God.
一个是心里头的光景。
Now one is a condition in the heart.
一个是人心情的那个反应。
And another one is the response of the emotion of man.
里面那个情形是上神面前重新有了一个敬畏的心。
Now within the condition is once again they restore that fear before God.
外面的情形就是他们就受了激动，就动手来重新把圣殿的工程。
Externally, they were stirred and they were moved to once again start the rebuilding of the temple.
弟兄姊妹，你留意说,
brothers and sisters, take note.
怎么那一句话带出那么大的变动?
Now, why is it that such words were able to bring about such a change?
也就是说,那个话怎么会有那么大的能力?
In other words, how can those words have so much power?
如果照着我们今天的习惯来说,
now, if we look at our habits today, these words are nothing special.
但当时在犹大的百姓的耳中听来, 这个话非常非常的有力。
But during those days, in the ears of the people of Israel, it was very strong.
有力就是他们知道神的话的分量。
It was powerful because they knew of the strength, the weightiness of the word of God.
准确,
the accuracy.
不改变,
it does not change.
是一个非常非常明显的事实。
It is a very clear and evident fact.
为什么他们会有这样的一个感觉呢?
Now, why did they feel this way?
那既和他们被掳70年的这个经历分不开的。
It cannot depart away from their experience of captivity for 70 years.
70年以前,
before 70 years,
神就宣告你们要去70年。
God says, you will be in captivity for 70 years.
那70年到了,
now, when the time came,
神老早说70年完了你们就回来。
God long ago said, you will return after 70 years.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
很清楚你看到这个事情。
Very clearly, you can see this matter.
神说他们去70年，他们就去了70年。
God says they will be gone 70 years. Then that's how it happened.
70年满了，你们就回来，他们就回来。
God says when the 70 years are full, you will return, and they return.
这是神的话在他们的身上一个非常明显的经历。
Now that is a very clear, evident experience of them upon the word of God.
依着这一个经历,
and because of that experience,
哈该在那里说，神说我与你们同在。
When Haggai said, if the Lord said, if I am with you.
那么对这些从巴比伦回来的犹太人来说，他们里面有什么 的响应呢
？To the Jews who returned from Babylon, what kind of response did they have from within?
固然，他们这七十年被掳的经历在那里，叫他们不能不抓紧神的话是。
On the one hand, of course, based on the experience of the fulfillment of the 70 years, they must hold on to the fact that the word of God is trustworthy.
更重要的一件事是什么呢?
Even one more important fact.
弟兄姊妹们，你记得?
Brothers and sisters, you recall.
神与他们同在的这一个话。
These words that the Lord is with them.
是什么时候神很明显对他们说的?
When did the Lord speak these words to them very evidently before?
建造会幕的时候
It was when they built a tabernacle.
你们要为我造会幕
You are to build a tabernacle for me.
造圣所
To build the temple.
使我可以住在你们的中间
So that I may dwell in your midst.
这个是神头一次对神的百姓说到他真实的与他们同在的那一句话。
This is the first incident when the Lord spoke to his people the reality of the fact that he will dwell with his people.
在建造会幕以前
Before they built the tabernacle,
他们看见云柱
They were able to see the pillar of cloud.
他们也看见火柱
They're able to see the pillar of fire.
他们也看见神在他们行走的路程上面所做的一切的工
They were able to see all the work of God in their journey.
他们知道神陪伴着他们
They know that God is accompanying them.
但是他们却没有把握说
Yet they do not have the assurance saying,
神一直在我们中间。
God is always in our midst.
神是住在我们当中。
God dwells in our midst.
但是感谢神。
But thank God.
当神在那里告诉他的百姓说。
When God tells his people,
你当为我造圣所。
You will build a holy temple for me.
使我可以住在你们中间。
So that I may dwell in your midst.
感谢我们的神。
We thank God.
那以色列人照着神的话把会幕建造起来。
Now the people, according to the word of God, built the tabernacle.
神果然就住到他们中间。
Indeed, God dwelled in their midst.
从会幕一直到圣殿。
From the tabernacle to the temple.
只不过就是那个外面的那个建筑的形状有了改变。
It was only a change in the structure of the building externally.
但神住在当中的那个事实却没有改变。
But the fact that God dwelled in their midst did not change.
他们没有了圣殿。
Now without the temple.
他们被掳的时候圣殿拆毁了。
When they were in captivity, the temple was torn apart.
那神就告诉他们说
God told them,
你们现在回来了。
Now you return.
你们重新把殿建起来。
Once again, rebuild the temple.
那从一面来说
On the one hand,
他们就觉得我们把殿建起再重新建起来那是我们恢复神的见证在我们中间。
They feel that when we restore the temple, on the one hand, it is the restoring of God's testimony amongst us.
我们恢复作为神的见证显在
We are restored to be the witnesses to manifest on this earth.
这个是他们的想法。
This is their thinking.
我们感谢主，我们都回来了。
We thank the Lord. Now we return.
神果然是把我们带回来了。
Indeed, God has brought us back.
但是神的心思里面所要的并不停在这里。
But what God desires in His heart does not stop there.
不是他们的，他的百姓。被召聚回来。
It is not merely the bringing back of his people.
从起头神的心思就是说
Even from the beginning, the desire of God is
他要住在人的当中。
God desires to dwell in the midst of man.
到了新约的时候
In the New Testament,
这个话就更明显是神要住在我们的里面。
These words are even more clear that God dwells in us.
等到启示录的时候神宣告他的心思。
In Revelation, when God declares his heart to us,
这个心思一宣告出来
And when this is manifested,
我们就留意到在创世的时候神就已经肯定了这样的一个安排。
We're even able to see in the foundation of the world, God has already affirmed this establishment.
在启示录里头，神宣告了什么事实呢？
In Revelation, what did God proclaim?
神的帐幕在人间。
That God's tabernacle is amongst men.
他要与人同住。
That he dwells with men.
他要做他们的神。
He will be their God.
对，这个是神在永远里面 已经有的一个心思。
Brothers and sisters, this is a desire God has in eternity.
在过去的历史里头，神是一点一点一点的把这个心思显明出来。
In history past, God shows us and manifests this desire of us bit by bit.
等到建造会幕的时候，神就明确地宣告，我要住在你们当中。
In the building of the tabernacle, God clearly stated He is to dwell in their midst.
人没有条件让神住在当中。
Man is not qualified for God to dwell in their midst.
我们都知道的，神在任何的一个地方，如果没有神自己的恩典的加上去的话，没有一个人可以在神的面光的底下来存留的。
We all know that regardless of the place, without the grace of God adding on, there is not one person that can live when God is in their midst.
现在神说，你就为我造个圣所。
Now God says to them, build me a temple.
使我可以住在你们中间。
So that I may dwell in your midst.
我们读出埃及记的时候已经说了这些话。
When we read Exodus, we share these words.
假如没有会幕。
If there is no tabernacle.
神要住在人的中间也没有条件。
God would not have a channel to dwell in the midst of man.
神的百姓盼望神住在他们中间也同样的没有条件。
God's people desire that God dwell in their midst, yet there was no condition for that.
但现在神开出条件来。
But now God gives them this condition.
你为我造圣所。
Build me a temple.
使我可以住在你们当中。
That I may dwell in your midst.
现在神再跟他们说这个话。
Now God says these words to them again.
虽然没有再说。见会幕的那个那样的说话。
Even though he did not speak as he spoke to them upon building the tabernacle, God only said,
我与你们同在。
I am with you.
那对当时的犹大的百姓来说。
Now to the people of Judah during that time.
他们的心思就会不单是想到70年前我们被掳的那个光景。
Their heart is not only considering, remember the word, the condition before their captivity of 70 years.
因为这个光景啊，就说出了神离开了他们。
Because this condition speaks of the fact that God departed away from them.
再加上先知以西结在被掳的期间所向他们宣告的事实。
Adding on to the facts which the prophet Ezekiel proclaimed during their captivity.
我们读以西结书的时候，我们就可以了解。
When we read the book of Ezekiel, we can understand.
神确实是离开了他的圣殿。
Indeed, God has departed away from his temple.
神确实是离开了耶路撒冷。
In fact, God did depart away from Jerusalem.
神也确实是离开了他的百姓。
And God indeed did leave his people.
因为神让以西结很清楚地看见。
Because God showed Ezekiel very clearly.
神的荣耀从圣殿里面出来。
God's glory came out of the temple.
神的荣耀离开了圣殿。
His glory departed from the temple.
神的荣耀到了耶路撒冷的上空。
That God's glory was in the air above Jerusalem.
最后神的荣耀就升到天上。
And then God's glory ascended into heaven.
神的同在在地上没有了。
There is no more presence of God upon the earth.
神的同在在地上人再不能接触到了。
No longer can man encounter God's presence on the earth.
但是现在。
But now.
他们再一次听见先知在那里宣告。
Once again, they're able to hear the prophet proclaim.
耶和华说。
The Lord said it.
我与你们同在。
I am with you.
弟兄姊妹们，这个话非常非常的不简单。
Brothers and sisters, these words are not simple at all.
那是告诉以色列的百姓。
These tells the people of Israel.
不单是你们从巴比伦回来。
Not only did you return from Babylon.
我也从天上回来了。
I also returned from the heaven.
我要住在你们中间。
And I will dwell in your midst.
但是你们记得。
But remember.
在现在在你们中间。
In your midst now.
我住在人中间的那一个条件不存在。
There is no condition for me to dwell in the midst of man.
弟兄姊妹，你懂得在旧约的时候。
Brothers and sisters, realize in the Old Testament.
不像我们今天新约。
Unlike for us in the New Covenant.
神解决了我们和他中间一切的难处。
God has already removed all the difficulty between him and us.
所以我们信主的时候，主就借着圣灵住在我们里边来，就不走了。
So when we believe in the Lord, through the Spirit, God dwells in our hearts and will not leave.
但是这旧约的日子不是这样的。
But in the old covenant, that was not the case.
神的灵来了，神的灵也走了。
God's spirit comes and God's spirit goes.
神自己来了，神自己也离开了。
God himself comes and God himself goes.
你要把神留住的话。
If you want God to remain,
你必须让神有个居所在那里。
You must have a dwelling place for God.
你必须让神有条件停留在那里。
You must have a condition for God to remain there.
在旧约的日子。
In the old covenant.
你要让神停留在那里。
In order for God to remain there.
会幕是唯一的条件。
The tabernacle is the only way.
也就是说，后来的圣殿是唯一的条件。
That means that is the shadow of the temple, which is also the only way.
虽然这是一个外表的事物。
Even though that's only an external structure.
但是这里是表是一是一个标记。
But there it is a symbol, a sign.
那么是神神。跟他们就是那么简单的说。
So God clearly tells them very simply.
我与你们同在。
I am with you.
犹大的百姓，他们里面就很清楚了。
Within the people of Judah was very clear.
神要回到我们中间了。
God is going to return to our midst.
神要住在我们中间。
God will dwell in our midst.
所以现在建造圣殿的一件事情。
So this matter of building the temple,
不是只是为了我们有一个地方去敬拜。
It is not only for the sake that we have a place to worship.
不是为了有一个地方我们可以在那里献祭。
It is not only so we have a place where we can sacrifice.
乃是说出一个很严肃的事实。
But it speaks a very solemn matter.
神恢复住到我们中间来。
God has restored His dwelling amongst us.
我们看到这样的一件事。
Brothers and sisters, when we see this,
所以我们说。
Therefore we say,
圣殿的重建
the rebuilding of the temple,
不是只是着眼点赞那个建筑物的重新现在人的眼前
It is not focused on the fact now the structure once again is present in our midst,
而是重在神的见证恢复在这个地上
But it is focused that the testimony of God once again is restored on earth
当时撒拉铁约书亚和所有的犹大的百姓。
So during that time, Zerubbabel and Joshua and all the people,
他们里面重新让神的见证来吸引住。
Once again, they were captivated by the testimony of God.
从他们里头向着神这样的一个呼召啊，都有了响应。
From within, they were able to have a response to this calling of God.
所以他们就起来。
So they rose up.
为耶和华他们神的殿做工
and did work in the house of the Lord of hosts.
那弟兄姊妹注意了
Now brothers and sisters, pay attention.
这是在大利乌王第二年六月二十四日
This was in the 4th and 20th day of the 6th month in the 2nd year of Darius the king.
这个日子我们要记住
We must remember this date.
这个日子本身没有什么特别
The date itself is nothing special.
但是你要读哈该书的话你不能忘记它
But if you want to read the book of Haggai, you must remember this date.
就是在大利乌王的第二年六月二十四日
That is in the 4th and 20th day of the 6th month in the 2nd year of Darius the king.
犹大的百姓重新开始来建造圣殿
That the people of Judah once again did the work of God.
好了我们在没有忘前再看的时候
Now before we move forward,
我们在这个地方就要注意一个很严肃的事情
In this place we have to take note of a very serious matter
如果我们读以斯拉记
If we read Ezra
我们就看到
We can see
在6月24日这一天开始
Starting from this day of the 6th month of the 24th day
一直到神的殿建造完成
Until the completion of the temple of God
他们没有再停止过
No longer did they cease from working.
他们就从这一天开始，一直到那个殿的建造完成的完成。
From that day on, they continue until the completion of the temple.
那我们现在就要来问了。
Now we must ask.
环境是同样的环境。
The condition is still the same condition.
人是同样的一批人。
The people are the same group of people.
但是那一个时候
But during that time,
十多年前
Just about 10 years ago,
就是这个环境就是这一批人
It is this situation, this group of people.
那外面的情形就叫他们停下来不再做工
The external circumstances caused them to cease from their work.
现在呢
Now,
外面的情形没有变
The external situation did not change.
这一批人也没有换了另外的一批
This group is still the same group.
但是建殿的工程就恢复了。
But now the rebuilding work has started again.
在这样的一个光景的底下
，In this condition,
我们看到什么呢
？What do we see?
从神自己的话里头，我们领会了什么呢
？From God's own word, what do we come to understand?
我们平常看以斯拉记也好，看哈该书也好。或者撒加利亚书也好。
Normally, when we read the book of Haggai or Ezra or Zechariah,
多多少少我们 被他们当时所做的这一个工程来吸住。
More or less, we are drawn by their construction work.
我们的着眼点是放在这个殿的重建。
Our focus will be on the rebuilding of the temple.
的确，在眼见的里面，殿的重建是那一件大事。
Yes, in fact, the rebuilding of the temple visibly is a great thing.
是很重要的一件事。
It is a very important thing.
是最主要的那件事。
It is the main work.
但是弟兄姊妹，当我们看到这是圣经的记载的里面去的时候。
But brothers and sisters, when we look into the recording of the scripture,
我们就看到一件事情。
We're able to see one thing.
在建造会幕的时候我们看见。
We're able to see that in the building of the tabernacle.
在建造圣殿的时候我们看见。
We're able to see that in the building of the temple.
在现在重建圣殿的时候我们一样的看见。
Likewise, in the rebuilding of the temple, we can see the same thing. What is it that we see?
弟兄姊妹们你注意。
Brothers and sisters, pay attention.
神在地上做工。
When God works on earth.
在人的眼中看来是有一些很具体的事实在那里发生。
In man's eyes, there is something that is very substantial that is going to happen.
也是很具体的那个一些物件在那里完成。
There would be something that is very concrete, a work that we can see accomplished.
但弟兄姊妹你 很清楚的能看到。
But brothers and sisters, very clearly we can see.
不是那个眼睛看得见的那些事物。
What God is after is not what is visible.
神所要的乃是。
What God desire is.
借着这一些眼见的事物。
Through these visible things.
神所得着的人。
That God is able to gain man.
所以弟兄姊妹你留意到一件事情。
So brothers and sisters, you can take note of
one thing. 整本圣经里头都叫我们注意到这样的一个事实。
Throughout the scriptures, we're able to see this one thing.
神常常借着在地上让人去做一些事。
Oftentimes, God desires for man to do something on earth.
对神来说，神并不是需要那些事。
To God, He does not need for those things.
但是神确实让人去做那些事。
But God allows for man to do those things.
那弟兄姊妹们。
Now, brothers and sisters,
头一件事情神要叫人去做的是什么？
What is the first thing God desired for man to do?
方舟。
That is for the ark.
前几天在报纸上看到说，有一些弟兄们去把那个方舟的现况拍摄回来。
Recently, I read newspaper articles about some brethren going to make a documentary about the current situation of the ark.
前两天在湾区已经放映了。
And just a couple of days ago in the Bay Area, that was broadcast.
那么神让挪亚造方舟。
Now God asked Noah to build the ark.
是不是神需要那个方舟？
Is it because God needed the ark?
对神来说，神不需要那个方舟。
As to God, He does not need the ark.
神要那个方舟干什么？
Why does God need the ark?
那谁需要方舟？
Who needed the ark?
人需要方舟。
Man needed the ark.
那所以神就告诉人说。
So God told man.
就是告诉挪亚一家说。
That is, He told Noah and his family.
你们造一个方舟。
Build an ark.
为什么
？Why？
保存你们自己
，so that you can be kept。
再进一步
，and a step further。
当你们被保存下来的时候
，and when you're kept，
我可以得着你们
，I'm able to gain you。
不然的话，你们跟地上的人一同给灭绝的时候，我就得不着你们。
Otherwise, if you're destroyed with the rest of the people, I am not able to gain you。
弟兄姊妹，你注意
，brothers and sisters， take note。
从创世纪一开始，一直到启示录的末了。
From the beginning of Genesis to the end of Revelation,
你一直看见神的工作一直显明他要得着人。
You can continue to see all the work of God is in order to gain man.
如果我们看到这样的一件事情，
Now we're able to see this,
我们就注意到了。
Then we can take note.
造方舟也好，
whether it's building the ark,
造会幕也好，
building the tabernacle,
造圣殿也好，
building the temple,
重建圣殿也好，
whether it's rebuilding the temple,
到了今天的教会的建造也好，
even to the building of the church today,
好像神要求人在地上有一些个物质的工程或是属灵的工程在那里要进行。
It seems as God has a requirement for the external structure to be built or spiritual work to be done.
好像神那个心思是重在那个工程的里面。
It seems as if God's Focus is on the construction itself.
做成功的话,
if the construction is done and complete, God is satisfied.
但是如果我们看到里头去的时候,
but if we look into it,
我们很清楚地看见,
very clearly we can see,
神不是需要那些工程,
God does not desire the construction.
但是神是借着那些工程去得着人,
but it's through that process God is able to gain man. We thank our Lord.
说弟兄姊妹,
so brothers and sisters, here you can see,
犹大的百姓因着神的话里面苏醒过来,
within the people of Judah, their hearts were awakened before God.
他们就按照神的心意重新来建造那个殿,
according to the desire of God, once again they rebuilt the temple.
等到那个殿建起来的时候,
now after the completion of the temple,
在他们的认识的里面,
in their own understanding,
在他们的感觉的里面,
in their feeling,
而神已 现在有居所在我们中间了,
now God has a dwelling place in our midst.
神就在我们中间了,
now God is in our midst.
神已经与我们同在了,
God is already with us.
神不像过去离开我们把我们放弃,
it is unlike the past when God departed away from us and
forsaken us.
Now that feeling is very real to them.
但是我们感谢神,
but we thank God.
当神把那个真相向我们打开的时候,
when God reveals the truth to us,
我们就能看见,
we're able to see,
神真正要得着的是得着一些人,
what God is truly after is that he is to gain people.
什么样的人?
What kind of people?
毫无保留地服在神权柄底下的人,
those who will completely, absolutely submit under his authority.
因为当神在地上寻找到 这样的人,
because when God is able to find such people on earth,
神在人之中间就有了显明他自己的那一个条件也好,机会也好,
God then will have the qualification or the condition in order to manifest himself.
弟兄姊妹也已经明白这一个,
brothers and sisters, you already understand this.
我们前阵子读那个神做工的法则的时候就很重视, 很重地点出了这一点,
previously, when we share on the principle in which God works, we already pointed this out greatly.
这是神的信实来限制了神的自己,
this is God's own faithfulness that has restricted himself.
因为当神造人在地上的时候,
because when God created man on earth,
神是把管理全地的权柄交给人,
God has already entrusted, given over, the committed the land to the men, to people.
神就守住他的信实,
and God has held forth his faithfulness.
就算神自己在地上来做工,
so even as God works upon the earth himself,
他也要得着地上的主人向他表同情,
he must gain the owner, the master of the land, the agreement from them.
所以我们一直说是神自己的信实来限制他自己,
so we therefore we always say that God has bound himself according to his faithfulness.
因为他是不能背乎自己的神,
because he is a God who cannot deny himself.
感谢主,
we thank the Lord.
弟兄姊妹你看到,
you can see, brothers and sisters, God has continued to do much work on earth,
但是他工作的那个目的, 不是要得着一些物质的结果,
but the purpose of his work is not to gain some external physical matter.
他是要得着一些接受又服在他权柄里头的人,
he is to gain a group of people who receive and also submit under his own authority,
来让神有条件做工来完成他自己,
so that it would allow God the condition, the channel for God to complete his eternal will.
啊, 所以我们实在感谢我们的主,
indeed, we thank our Lord.
这实在是一件大事,
indeed, this is a great thing.
那现在我们看到,
now we're able to see,
回来的那些犹大的百姓就响应了神的那一个宣告,
the people of Judah who returned was able to respond to the calling of God.
啊, 他们就在 大利王第二年的6月24日来开始恢复建殿,
in the 4th and 20th day of the 6th month in the 2nd year of Darius the king, they restarted to build the temple.
他们就不管人怎么来对付他们,
regardless of how people would deal with them.
但弟兄姊妹们,
but brothers and sisters,
那如果照着刚才我们所提的,
now, if we, based on what we just mentioned,
大利乌王第二年六月二十四日开始,
if they began on the sixth month of the 24th day in the second year of Darius the king,
一直到 圣殿恢复建造完成。
Until the completion of the temple,
在这么长久的一段时间里头，
in such a long period of time,
好几年的功夫，
it is several years.
那是大力乌王第六年的时候，他们把圣殿建造好吗？
Now that was in the ninth year that they finished the sixth year, the sixth year of Darius the king that they finished the building.
那这样算起来也是花了三年多四年的时间。
So if you calculate the time, it's 3 or 4 years.
他们没有停止工作。
They did not cease the work.
但弟兄姊妹们，
but brothers and sisters,
现在我们马上又接触另外一个问题了。
Now immediately we have this other issue.
那么在这差不多三年多四年的工程里头，
in this period over 3-4 years,
他们是不是 就再没有任何的那个阻挡了呢？
Was it that now they had no more obstacles?
但他们已经停工停了十年，现在重新开始就一直很顺利的建造完成呢？
Now previously they have ceased working for 10 years. When they started again, did they have a smooth sailing until they completed the temple?
如果我们读到第二章，
if we read chapter 2,
我们就发觉，
we'll discover
事情并没有就这样顺利的下去。
The situation did not go on smoothly from then on.
那也是说出什么呢？
What does that tell us?
说出在他们建造的殿的工这一个事上面，他们还是受到一些的阻挡。
It tells us that in the process of the rebuilding of the temple, they still had obstacles.
十年前，他们所受到的阻挡是从外边来的。
10 years ago, the obstacle they had was from without.
现在重新建殿开始以后，
now when they rebuilt the temple,
他们所碰到的那个阻挡是从里边来的。
The obstacle which they encounter is from within.
弟兄姊妹们，如果我们稍微熟悉一点属灵的事实，
brothers and sisters, if we're somewhat familiar with the spiritual reality,
我们非常有把握的知道，
very clearly we have assurance,
里面的难处比外面的难处更难承担。
The struggle from within is much harder to bear than the struggle from without.
最多的时候外面的难处我们可以接得过来。
Many a time the opposition externally we're able to handle.
但是里面发生难处我们好像招架的力气都没有。
But when we have the struggle from within, it seems like we do not even have the strength to meet it.
所以这个是非常严肃的一件事。
So this is a very serious matter.
那我们没有看到第二章以前，
Now before we go into chapter 2,
我们要就从第一章的那个过程的里头，我们要先要归纳出一个很严肃的事实来。
From the summary of chapter 1, we must conclude very serious matters.
弟兄姊妹，刚才我们说交通了很多的话。
Now, brothers and sisters, we have shared much words.
我们都是说到这是一个恢复。
We say this is a revival. This is restoration.
在人这方面来说，
upon man,
他们是恢复与神敬拜的那些条件。
They restore the condition in which to worship God.
或者是寻求神的条件。
Or they have the condition now to seek after God. 在
神的那一方面，
But on God's side,
神乃是恢复他永远的旨意的继续的往前。
God has restored his eternal will for it to be able to move forward.
不管你从人的角度来看这个事，或者是从神的角度来看这个事。
Whether we look at from the perspective of man or from God,
你都不能承认这是一个属灵的征战。
We cannot but confess this is a spiritual warfare.
它里面有个很重的那个属灵的性质在哪里？
Within there's much heavy spiritual content.
从这面来说，就是神心意要满足。
On the one hand, it is God's desire that will be fulfilled.
从另一方面来说，撒旦就根本就不允许神可以得着满足。
On the other hand, Satan would not allow for God to be fulfilled.
这个是历史代以来那个属灵征战的焦点。
This is the focus, the focal point of the spiritual battle throughout the ages.
现在犹大的百姓要重新来建造圣殿。
Now the people of Judah once again restarted to rebuild the temple.
那当然神很喜悦这个事。
Of course, God is pleased with this.
神也是要做成这个事。
God also desires to do this.
但是撒旦 当然是不甘心看见这个事情是可以完成。
Of course, Satan is not willing for the completion of this matter.
那所以他就兴起那一个反对。
So, he raises up the opposition.
十年前他们从外面兴起反对。
10 years ago, he rose up the opposition from without.
他们叫当地的人在那里反对。
So that the people, from the local people would be opposing this.
他们他又牵动当时的那个政权来反对。
He also incited the political power of that time to oppose this.
那这些反对都是从外面来的。
Now all this opposition is from without.
是外头来的势力的压力。
It is the external pressure that is from without.
犹大人如果没办法站立的话，他只好放弃。
Now if the people of Judah cannot stand, they can only forsake it.
结果他们是放弃。
As a result, they forsook it.
没有在这个神的见证恢复的工作上坚持下去。
They did not, was not steadfast in the restoration of God's testimony.
但现在神说话把他们重新带起来了。
But now God has spoken once again, has risen them.
那仇敌是不是又再来做同样的工呢？
Now, would it be that the enemy will come again and do the same work?
我们看以斯拉记的时候，
When we see Ezra,
我们看到，
We see this.
他们同样的要用外面的力量来要把犹大人的这一股热情压下去。
Likewise, they will use external power to able to suppress the zealousness of the Jews.
但是感谢神，
But thank God,
这一次犹大人因为是从里面明亮了再开始恢复工作。
This time, it was because they were enlightened from within to restart the building work.
他们就没有给外面的那一些光景来喝倒了。
They would not be threatened by the external circumstances.
他们继续的把殿建造上去。
They continue to rebuild the temple.
人家来问说，
And when others come to ask,
谁批准你们做这个事情？
Who has permitted you to do this work?
他们当时的回根本就不回答这个问题。
They didn't even answer this question.
他们就说，
They said,
带领这个工程的是 哪些人？有什么事情你们来找我？
It is so and so who is responsible for this work. If you want to ask questions, go ask them.
我们是先王撒的命令叫我们做的。
It is the previous king who gave us this command to do this work.
那感谢主。
Now we thank the Lord.
神在那个在那个发出那个阻力的那一方面，神亲自给他们解决。
In the opposition that they had, God himself took it away.
那是以斯拉记里头的历史。
That is the history in Ezra.
但在这里没有再提那些事。
Here it did not mention about that.
但是在这里我们却看到一件事。
But here we can see one thing.
从六月24日开始。
From the 24th day of the sixth month.
他们做工没有到一个月。
They did not work until, for a month yet.
神第二次借着先知哈该来向他们说话。
God spoke to them the second time through the prophet Haggai.
那是第二章的开始。
That is the beginning of chapter 2.
那他们是六月二十四日开工。
Now they began work the 24th day of the sixth month.
七月二十一日，神的话就临到先知哈该。
In the seventh month, in the 1 and 20th day of the month, came the word of the Lord by the prophet Haggai, saying, Why is it then God spoke again?
撒文我们就知道。
Later we can see.
犹大人的心思里面发生了一些难处。
There are some difficulty stirring in the heart of the people of Judah.
他们这些难处。
Now this difficulty.
不是坏的。
It's not because of a bad motive.
但是起码在从表面上看来没有坏的动机。
Of course, externally, it was not a negative motive.
甚至我们可以说那是好的动机。
Even to a point we can say that is a good intention.
他们有些什么想法呢？
Now, what did they think?
他们就想。
They thought.
上一次我们轻轻提了。
We made mention of this lightly last time.
我们该为神建殿，这个事情是没有疑问的。
We should build a temple for God. There's no doubt about this.
但是我们现在的光景能
But look at our condition today. What kind of temple would we be able to build for God?
从前所罗门给神所建那个殿是那样的高大威望。
The previous temple which Solomon built for God was so majestic, so splendid.
现在我们无论如何没有办法能把从前那个殿的
Now there is no condition for us to build such a temple for God. The temple we're able to build now, it is only a little better than the tabernacle. Now that is not very nice to look at. If we compare it to the previous temple, you can't call this a temple. Because the previous temple was so great.
多华丽,
it was so majestic.
多庄严,
it was so beautiful.
现在我们能建个什么殿出来呢?
Now, what kind of temple are we able to build?
也许他们就开始恢复在那个根基上开始做的时候,
perhaps when they were restarting to rebuild upon the foundation.
因为他们停工以前是把根基做好,
before they stopped, they already laid the foundation.
那现在在根基上面盖了就是上盖了。
And so as they build upon the foundation, they're building upward.
那这个上盖稍微盖一点点, 你就看得到这个殿将来的那个样子是怎么样了。
So as you begin to build upward, you're able to have an idea how the temple will look like.
那所以他们又看见, 哎呦, 我们建这个殿, 那样丑陋,
so when they built and they started to notice how ugly or how unpleasant the temple will look,
不是丢我们的脸,
it is not shameful to us.
是丢神的脸,
it is shameful to God.
动机蛮不错了,
now that is a good motive, brothers and sisters.
那既然是丢神的脸,
now if it's shameful to God,
那我们要不要继续再做下去呢?
Should we even continue to build it?
或者是我们等待一阵子。
Or perhaps you should wait a little bit.
现在我们的心是要建殿。
Now our heart is for the temple.
神会纪念我们。
God will remember us.
说神再不会让我们赚到的钱放在破烂的口袋里了。
So no longer will we be saving for ourselves in pockets with holes.
我们所收取回来的神都不会再吹掉了。
No longer will God blow away our harvest.
那不如等我们积蓄的更多更好更有力量的时候我们要为神建造一个美丽的堂皇的庄严的那样的殿嘛。
Now why don't we just wait and accumulate more wealth and our condition would be better so we can build a bigger, a more beautiful, more majestic temple for God.
就是在他们的心思里面就
Now, brothers and sisters, within their hearts, they had this way of thinking.
这个想法虽然没有阻挡当时建殿的恢复建殿的工程往前,
Now, this thought, even though it did not stop the rebuilding work to continue.
但是弟兄们你能想象得到,
but, brothers and sisters, you can consider.
存这样的心思去建,
when you have such a heart, a mind to build a temple in this way.
最低限度, 把那个建殿的工程的进度拖延了。
At the very least, you will delay the completion of the temple.
而这样的拖延啊, 慢慢会演变成, 哎呀,算了吧,不要建了, 等我们够足够条件的时候,才真真正正的来建了。
And such delay, when they tear in this way, will develop eventually to the stop workage again of putting it aside, and we'll wait later till we build again. Now, brothers and sisters, if they have such a heart, with such a desire, a thought, it will bring forth some obstacles. Now, these obstacles are not from without. These oppositions are from within. When these oppositions come from within, when they take form and when they have a stronghold, then again, the work of the temple will stop.
我们感谢主,
we thank the Lord.
人可以有各种各样的变动,
man will change regardless.
但是神的鉴察看到人的里面去,
but God's examination looks within man.
所以在这二十几天以后,
so after about 20 some odd days.
大概是27天吧。
Perhaps about 27 days.
不。对，27天左右。
It's about around 27 days.
不晓得他们是30天一个月呢还是31天一个月。
I don't know, it was 30 or 31 days in a month.
犹太人的历法是30天一个月。
But in the Jewish calendar, it's 30 days a month.
那也27天左右。
Around the 27th day,
神又说话了。
God spoke again.
神说什么话呢？
What did God say?
弟兄姊妹你注意了。
Brothers and sisters, take note.
我们先来注意这一个。
Let us first take note of this.
看看刚才我们说他们心思里面的个难处是不是真的。
We can see if that is the condition, in their heart, when we just shared previously.
那第二章7月21日耶和华的话领导先知哈该说。
Chapter 2, verse 1, in the 7th month, in the 1 and 20th day of the month, came the word of the Lord by the prophet Haggai, saying,
你要晓谕犹大省长撒拉帖的儿子所罗巴伯和约沙达的儿子大祭司约书亚，并剩下的百姓说,
Speak now to Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, governor of Judah, and to Joshua, the son of Jehozadak, the high priest, and to the residue of the people, saying,
你们中间存留的,有谁见过这殿,从前的荣耀呢?现在你们看着如何，岂不在眼中看如无有吗？
Who is left among you that saw this house in her former glory? And how do you see it now? Is it not in the eyes in comparison of it as nothing?
弟兄姊妹，你看到神的话一出来就说到他们心里面去了。
Now brothers and sisters, you can see the word of God when it came forth, it spoke directly into their heart.
就说到他们最深处所存的那个意念，不管他们这个意念有没有发表出来。
It spoke directly into the depths of their heart, regardless if it has manifested or expressed or not.
神的话出来就直刺到他们最里头去。
When the word of God came forth, it directly pricked into their heart.
你们这些人
，You, this group of people,
谁见过这个殿从前的荣耀？
Who have seen this house in her former glory.
当然这是说到那批老年人。
Of course, this is speaking to the older group.
对不对？你我们读那个以斯拉记第三章的时候。
Now, brothers and sisters, when we read Ezra chapter 3.
你看见他们在利根记以后，他们整个犹大的人的在耶路撒冷的都大大的哭了。
You can see all of them in Jerusalem, they wept greatly.
当然他们有些是很欢乐的哭。
Of course, some were weeping for joy.
有些是有点伤感的哭。
And some wept, with some sorrow.
有些是两种情绪都混在当中在哪里。
And some may have wept both with joy and sorrow.
那弟兄姊妹他们很喜一点都没有伤感的当然都是那批年轻的。
Now, brothers and sisters, of course, it's the younger group that would not have any sorrow at all.
因为他们没有看见从前的殿。
Because they have never seen the previous temple.
他们只有被掳的经历。
They only have this experience of captivity.
但是却没有当时被掳的当时的经历。
But they did not have the experience of actually being taken into captivity.
但是那批年老的呢?
But for the older group,
虽然他们被掳的时候是小孩,
even though when they were taken in captivity, they were only young children.
他们有机会见过从前的那个殿。
But they had a chance to see the former temple.
他们也经历了真实当时被掳的时候的那种凄惨。
And they truly experienced the sorrow and the sadness as they were taken in captivity.
哦，现在神把他们带回来。
But now God has brought them back.
这里重新要把殿建起来。
Now once again they will restore the temple.
虽然他们那时是年幼。
And even though before they were young.
他们不会知道太多的太详细的事情。
They may not know too much in detail.
但起码那个圣殿的外表的那种庄严和华美，他们是有印象。
But at the very least, they have an impression of the majestic and how beautiful the temple was externally.
所以神的话就说：“你们看见这殿从前的荣耀。”
So God says, "Who have seen the temple in her former glory?"
现在你再来看现在我们所建造这个。
But now look at what we're building now.
那算是什么呢？
What is that in comparison?
没有。
It is nothing.
有等于没有。
It is as if you had nothing.
那就是人的感觉。
This is man's feeling.
哎呀，现在我们造一个丑丑陋陋的。
Now what we build is so ugly.
真的像说刚才说丢神的脸。
It is just like we said, it's shameful to God.
倒不如没有。
Why don't we, it's as nothing.
有让人指手画脚。
even if there is, others will point to it.
没有，人要指手画脚也没有。
If there was nothing there, nothing, no one has anything to say about it.
他没想到人如果要指手画脚啊。
They did not consider if man will speak ill against it.
你没有那个丑陋的殿啊，比有那个丑陋的殿的更糟糕。
It's even worse if there was no temple that they would say worse things.
人家指手画脚说，你说这里就是从前耶和华的殿，你看现在一块砖头都没有在那里。
If there was no temple, others would point to it mocking, saying that this was the former temple of God. Now there's nothing there, it's in ruins.
说的好听的就是说，
if they say it nicely,
神丢弃了他的百姓，
that God has forsaken his people.
说的不好听就是说，
if even worse.
这是犹大人他们所相信的神是假神。
The God which these Jews believe in, he is a false God.
弟兄姊妹，你了解到这个光景？
Brothers and sisters, do you know that condition?
神不要他们里面有任何的拖累。
God did not want them to have any entanglement with him.
神要他们很清楚地看见一件事。
God wants them to clearly see one thing.
不是在乎外表。
It is not external.
是在乎神是不是在哪里？
It is depending upon if God is there or not.
这是刚才我特别那么放纵的说，他们能在神面前有响应的那个原因，乃是在神说的那个，我与你们同在。
That is the, especially the point which I emphasized on earlier, that they're responding to the fact that God said, I am with you.
现在到第二章的时候。
Now in chapter 2.
神就是在这一个话的那个事实里边更进一步的把他们带进这个实际里。
It is in the fact of these words that God practically brings them into this reality.
他们有这个想法。
They have this way of thinking.
我们没有办法跟神建造一个好的殿。
We cannot build a good temple for God.
我们觉得啊过不去。
Now this, we cannot get by with this.
但神说啊，你们不要过不去。
But God says, do not let this stop you.
要紧是我过得去。
But what's important is okay with me.
如果我过得去，你们过不去，这也没有什么。
If it's acceptable to me and not to you, that is nothing.
如果你们过得去，我过不去，那个问题就不简单。
Now, if it's acceptable to you but not to me, then there's a problem.
那现在神就是这样跟他们说话了。
Now that's what God said to them.
你们当中有谁看过从前那个殿的荣耀？
Now God says to them, who have left among you that saw this house in her former glory?
你们在你们眼中现在看来如同无有。
Now in your eyes, in comparison, it is as if nothing.
弟兄姊妹，你注意。
Brothers and sisters,
take note. 神说的那个话。
The words that God says.
坐殿。
This temple.
坐殿究竟是哪个殿？
This temple, what temple is that?
你读上文，你晓得是指从前的，在那里存留的殿。
If you read the text, you know this is the temple from the previous temple.
但是神的话里面不是跟他们说这个建筑物的本身。
But God is not speaking to them about the structure itself.
是说什么？
What is God saying?
是说当时那个殿的荣耀。
But he is speaking of the glory of the former temple.
那个物质的殿无论怎么样都用不上荣耀的这样的一个 词来做描写。
Now regardless of how the temple was previously, you would not use this word glory to describe it.
你可以说它雄伟。
You can say that the temple was very great.
你可以说它高大。
You can say that the temple was big.
你可以说它庄严。
You can say that the temple was majestic.
你可以说它华丽。
You can say the temple was beautiful.
但你就没有办法说它是荣耀。
But you cannot say the temple was glorious.
因为那个物质的殿无论怎么样顶多就是能把刚才所提到的一大堆的形容词都可以用上。
Because the previous temple, regardless of how it is, you can only use the term that we used before to describe it as physical and materialistic.
但是你要说到这个殿的荣耀的时候。
But when you mention about the glory of this temple,
我们就不能不承认一件事。
We must confess one thing.
这个殿之所以荣耀。
This temple is glorious.
是因为荣耀的神在哪。
It is because the glorious God is there.
是荣耀的神让他在人眼中看为荣耀。
It is because the God of glory there allows it to be glorious to man.
如果荣耀的神不在哪里。
If the God of glory is not there,
那这个殿也不过是一个比较大的建筑物而已。
Then this temple is nonetheless except a bigger structure.
谈不到什么荣耀。
It's not speaking of glory.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
神把人心里头的那个愚昧都点出来。
God pointed out the foolishness of man.
你们看见从前那个殿的荣耀。
Now you've seen the glory of the previous temple.
现在你们看着怎么样呢？
Now, when you look at it, how is it?
在你们眼中不是没有了吗?
Is it as if nothing before you?
你们在建起来的这个,
when you are rebuilding this,
也没有什么特别。
There's nothing special here.
然后神就说了,
and then God said,
神发出了这样的一个问题。
God asked this question.
把犹大的百姓心里头的那一个光景显明出来以后。
After God manifested the condition of the heart of the people.
注意第三节了。
Pay attention to verse 3.
耶和华说。
The Lord said it.
所罗巴伯啊。
Zerubbabel.
虽然如此。
Even so.
什么虽然如此?
Even so, what?
就虽然现在你看这个殿好像如同无有
even if you look at this temple in comparison as nothing
是很丑陋
it is very ugly
是不像样
it is shameful
虽然是这样
yet even so
你还得要刚强
now be strong
约瑟大的儿子大祭司约书亚你也当刚强。
O Joshua, son of Jehoshadak, the high priest, you be strong.
诸地的百姓，你们都当刚强做工。
Be strong, all ye people of the land, said of the Lord, and work.
神就告诉他们说，把你们的眼睛从你的眼睛里头转移出来。
God tells them to shift the focus of their eyes.
不要定睛看那些眼见的事物。
Do not fix your eyes on what is visible.
你要从那个眼见的事物里头。转移出来。
But turn your eyes from that which is visible.
所罗巴伯。
Zerubbabel.
约书亚。
Joshua.
众人。
The people.
都要刚强起来做工。
You must be strong and work.
不要让里面那个黑暗的心思在那里骚扰你。
Do not allow for the darkness that's within your heart to disrupt you.
不要看眼见的事物是带来一个什么样的反应
Do not allow for the visible things to see what kind of response it brings.
你们都当刚强起来做工
You must be strong and work.
为什么
Why?
神自己回答
The Lord himself replies.
因为我与你们同在
For I am with you.
弟兄姊妹你要看荣耀
Brothers and sisters, if you want to see glory.
那荣耀在这里
Now the glory is here.
在哪里
Where?
我与你同在。
The glory is I am with you.
我是在你们中间。
I am in your midst.
我就在你们中间。
And if I'm in your midst.
荣耀在你们中间就没有难处。
Then there's no issue about the glory being in your midst.
我们感谢我们的神。
We praise and thank our God.
我们的主在这里说这个话。
Our Lord here when he says these words.
你留意到。
Pay attention.
他说因为我与你们同在。
For I am with you.
这是万军之耶和华说的。
Said of the Lord of hosts.
还不停在这里。
It does not stop there.
这是照着你们出埃及，我与你们立约的话，那时我的灵住在你们中间。
According to the word that I covenanted with you when you came out of Egypt, so my spirit remained among you.
那弟兄姊妹，你看到。
Now, brothers and sisters, take note.
为什么刚才我们看第一章末了的时候，我会跳到那个。会幕建造的那里去呢?
Now that's why when we were at the end of chapter 1, I jumped to the point when we were building the tabernacle.
就是因为神说了。
It's because God said.
现在在第二章的时候你就看见神就说了。
Now God says in chapter 2.
我与你同在的那个事实就是在建造会幕的那个时候。
Now the fact that I'm with you was based upon when you build the tabernacle.
我跟你们立约。
I covenant with you.
我答应你们。
I have answered you.
你们也答应我。
You have also answered me.
你们也造了会幕。
You have built a tabernacle.
我也就在你们的中间。
So I remain in you.
现在呢
？Now.
我也在你们中间。
I am still in your midst.
所以，你眼睛不要看那个 现在所建的这个殿是怎么一个模样。
So do not look at the temple and how it is when you have finished building.
你们所要注意的是住在这个殿里面的主。
But what you must take note of is the Lord who dwells in the temple.
如果主不嫌弃这个殿是丑陋。
If the Lord is not mindful how ugly this temple is.
你们凭什么去嫌弃它呢？
Then what basis do you have to forsake this temple?
神不觉得这个殿是配不上他。
God did not consider that this temple is not worthy of him.
你们为什么有那样的一种想法？
Why is it you would have that way of thinking?
你们那个想法不是神的想法。
Your way of thinking is not God's way of thinking.
你们那个想法正好是中了仇敌的诡计。
If you think that way, you have fallen into the snare of the enemy.
所以你们不要去再想这些外面的东西。
So do not consider these external matters.
回到里面来。
Return to within.
去注意。
To take note.
我是不是在你们中间。
If I am in your midst.
主说我是在你们中间。
The Lord says I am in your midst.
我在你们中间是根据我与们立约。
The fact that I am in your midst, it is based on the promise that I have covenanted with you.
既然是一个立约的事实，
and since it is the fact of a covenant,
这个事实是不能更改的。
This fact cannot be changed.
只要那一个有一个称为我名下的地点作为我的居所，
as long as there is a point that is under my name to be my dwelling place,
我就在那里。
I am there.
我的名在那里。
My name is there.
我也就在那里。
I am also there.
我是按照立约的那个应许来成就这个事情。
And according to the promise of my covenant, I am there.
那你们回想当时，
Recall,
你们在旷野，
When you're in the wilderness,
甚至不单是在建造会幕那个时候在旷野，
Even not only at the point when you were building the tabernacle, you're in the wilderness.
就是后来38年的漂流的日子你们在旷野。
Even in the 38 years of wandering that you were in the wilderness.
我的灵就住在会幕里头。
My spirit remained in the tabernacle.
我就住在你们中间。
I remained in your midst.
那些年是这样过来的。
That was how the years went by.
你们还是给带领进入神的应许地。
You are still led to enter into the promised land of God.
过去我怎么带领你们的祖宗？
How I led your forefathers.
现在我同样的带领着你们。
I will likewise lead you.
所以现在你们只要注意我在不在你们那里。
Just pay attention if I am there or not.
你不要管外面好看或者不好看。
Do not consider the external if it's pleasant or not.
弟兄姊妹们，我们常常碰到一些个问题。
Now brothers and sisters, oftentimes we take note of this issue.
当然在现在我们在这里是比较少碰到的。
Of course, here we don't encounter that as much.
我说的是说到几十年前我们在中国的那个光景。
What I'm referring to is the condition in China several decades ago.
那个时候在中国你要找一个好好的能和神的儿女们一同聚会追求的地方是并不太容易。
In those days, it is not easy to find a place where you can gather together well and pursue together well with the children of God.
但是那一段日子，弟兄姊妹们经常要离开本地，要到外边去，但是不是出差，而是要定居在那些新的地方。
During those days, brothers and sisters have to go elsewhere, not because they're on a job assignment, but they move to other places.
当然，如果你要是到几个大的城市里边，我们都知道到哪里到哪里到哪里可以找到弟兄姊妹。
Of course, if you are going to the bigger cities, we know where you can find brothers and sisters in certain areas.
但是如果你不是在这些大的城市，你去哪里找弟兄姊妹们呢？
But if you're not in one of the bigger cities, where would you go to find brothers and sisters?
所以在那个时候我们常常会碰到这个问题。
So during those times, oftentimes we encounter this problem.
我要到一个新的地方去了。
I have to move to a new area.
怎么寻找聚会呢？
How do I seek for the right gathering place?
当然有些很明显的。
Of course, some are very evident.
你就知道这些不能去的。
You know, I cannot go there.
就是有些
Even some places,
从外面来看大概也可以去。
Externally, it seems like I can worship there.
但是不是真的是神的儿女在那里有好好的按照神的心意来聚集来追求呢？
But are those the places that the children of God can gather together and pursue together in a good manner?
这就不一定了。
It may not be.
那所以我们 出去的时候。
So, when we go out,
年长的弟兄们给我们的一些的交通。
The elder brothers and sisters always give us some fellowship.
去寻找聚会的时候。
When we seek for a fellowship place,
不要凭外面来决定你要不要参加一个聚会。
Do not base your decision externally on if you will worship at a certain place or not.
既然不是这样，那凭什么？
If it's not according to that criteria, what is it based on?
答案很简单。
The answer is very simple.
不但是那个时候合用，现在一样合用。
It's not only applicable to that time, it's the same today.
你找到一个聚会。
If you find a worship place.
你在当中有没有感觉主在那里？
If you feel that the Lord is there or not.
你有没有经历到主在哪里？
Do you experience the Lord's presence there?
如果你没有经历到主在那里，
If you do not experience that the Lord is there,
那你就不要留在那里。
Do not remain there.
就是那么简单。
It is that simple.
弟兄姊妹，现在你就看到。
Brothers and sisters, now you see.
神当时带领犹大的百姓。
How God led the people of
Judah
was to pay attention to that point.
你不要管那个殿你建造的成是一个什么样的样子。
Regardless of how the temple may look that you have built.
你要留意的。
What you must focus on.
主在不在那里。
If the Lord is there or not.
主如果不在那里。
If the Lord is not there.
在雄伟的殿也没有用处。
Even a greater temple is useless.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
神是这样带着他的百姓来继续进入他那个恢复的建造。
This is how God continued to lead his people in the restoration work of the temple.
那么这样的一个带领对今天我们跟随主的人来说也是一样。
This is the same guidance for us today.
我们感谢赞美我们的神。
We praise and thank our God.
什么时候我们看准了这一个事实。
Whenever we can look accurately at this fact,
我们就会给外面的事物来影响我们里面的跟随。
Then we will not be influenced by the external matters from our following from within.
最叫我们感觉难以承担的呢，乃是如果我们里面黑暗了。
What is most difficult for us to bear is that if we are dim within.
那你定规是看不到路的。
Assuredly, then you will not see the way.
你定规是恐惧的。
You will fear.
你定规是害怕的。
For sure, you will be afraid.
但是感谢主。
But thank the Lord.
主说。
The Lord says,
我与你们同在。
I am with you.
你们不要惧怕。
Do not fear.
你们应当刚强。
Be strong.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
主当日是这样带着他的建造的百姓。
This is how the Lord led the people to rebuild.
来建造，重新来建造在耶路撒冷的殿。
To once again build the temple in Jerusalem.
神明显告诉他们。
Very clearly God tells them.
我不要你们留意这个殿外表的。
I do not want you to pay attention to the beauty of the temple from without.
我要你们注意的是我的同在。
But what you must pay attention to is my presence.
如果你要寻求那个外面的华美，
if you want to seek that external beauty,
那个靠不住的，
that is not trustworthy.
你看从前那个殿，你就知道了。
You can see the previous temple, then you know.
但现在你看，现在我们建起来的不像样。
But now, even though you say what you build is nothing,
神就说，
but God says,
你不要管这一个。
Do not be mindful of that.
你要管的，
what you are mindful of,
是我在不在这里。
If I'm here or not.
如果我在这里，
if I am here,
我就照着我所要做的。我坐在这里。
I will do according to what I will do here.
那我要做的是什么呢？
What is it that I will do?
你知道我们的神就说了一点。
Later on, our God tells us.
我们先提一提，上个礼拜我们再看。
We'll just mention it now. We'll go into it next week.
第六节。
Verse 6.
万军之耶和华如此说。
For thus said of the Lord of hosts.
过不多时。
It is a little while.
我一再一次震动天地。
Yet once.
与旱地。
And I will shake the heavens and the earth and the sea and the dry land.
我必震动万国，万国的珍宝必都运来。
I will shake all nations and the desire of all nations shall come.
我就使这殿满了荣耀。
And I will fill this house with glory.
这是万军之耶和华说的。
Said of the Lord of hosts.
底下还有，但是我不提了。
There's more, I won't mention it.
我们光从这神说了这么一点点，你看到一件事。
Just from this point here, what God says, we can see something. 神明明
在那里说。
God clearly says.
物质的殿。
The material temple.
你不必在那里太计较。
Do not be mindful of that too
much. 你要计较的。
What you're mindful of.
神在不在那里。
If God is there or not.
神如果在那里。
If God is there.
神要做他所要做的工。
God will do his work.
那他要做的什么呢？
What is it that he will do?
神说过不多时。
God says in a little while.
当然这个时间是神的时间。
Of course this is God's time.
在人来说那时间也好像蛮长的。
As to man, that seems like a very, very long time.
但对神来说这个时间并不是很长。
But as to God, it's a little while.
就是过不多时。
In a little while.
什么时候呢？
When?
将来国度显现的时候。
When the kingdom will be manifested.
在国度显现以前。
Before the kingdom is manifested.
神要震动天地。
God will shake the heavens and the earth.
神要震动沧海。
God will shake the sea and the dry land.
也震动万国。
He will shake the nations.
叫万国的珍宝都运到这里来。
That the desire of all nations shall come here.
运到哪里？
Where?
运到神所在的地方。
Here, where God is.
那一个时候。
At that time.
神说我就使这个殿满了荣耀。
God says, I will fill this house with glory.
什么荣耀？
What glory?
是万国的珍宝都运来的荣耀吗？
Is it the glory of all the desires of the nations?
不是。
No.
不是。如果我们上礼拜看下去，我们知道神的着眼点不是在这些物质的东西。
Later on, when we read next week, we can see God's focus is not on those things.
是在什么呢？
What is it?
是什么事？是什么原因让这些万国给震动到一个地步，万国要把那个珍宝都运到这里来。
That is what is so great that it shakes all the nations that they will desire, that they will ship, and all the desires of the nations will come here.
这个是神自己。
That is God himself.
所以说，
So it says,
我就使这殿满了荣耀。
I will fill this house with glory.
然后
And then,
上面又说,
it also says,
这殿后来的荣耀比大于先前的荣耀。
The glory of this latter house shall be greater than the former.
这些我们都留待下一次我们再交通。
We'll have all this remain until we share on it next week.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
我们看见不是看见那个结果。
We see it's not the result.
因为到现在为止我们仍然是看见那个过程。
Because now we're still only in the process.
在这个过程的里头。
In this process.
那是一个属灵的征战。
It is a spiritual warfare.
外面的里面的。
Externally, within.
但是我们的主提醒我们一件事。
But our Lord reminds us one thing.
你不必管外面里面的那个阻挡。有多大？
Do not be mindful of how great the opposition is from without and within.
我们要注意的是神是不是在我们中间。
If God is in our midst or not.
感谢我们的主。
We thank our Lord.
他在我们中间。
He is in our midst.
是他按照应许来成就的。
It is that he will do according to his promise.
是他与人立约所发表的他自己的心思。
It is through a covenant He manifests his desire to us.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
是他要这样做。
He himself will do this.
我们就留意他的所作。
We will take note of what he will do.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
求主给我们在这个末了神的恢复的工作快要完成的时候。
We will see in the last days when God's work will be soon finished.
我们都能从里面跟得上。
That within,
神做工的手。
We would be able to follow on to the working hand of God.
我想我们今天晚上就交通到这里。
I think we'll end our sharing here tonight.